Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Making Steel Wars is a collaborative podcast between myself, Steel Saunders, and MakingStarWars.net's Jason Ward. It is exclusive to the Content Club on the Steel Wars Patreon page, where we try to find the Star Wars news behind the Star Wars news. Enjoy this clip.
All right, this is what I'm going to do, Jason.
Okay.
I'm going to do a live commentary. I'm watching this section now. Ezra is talking to some baggage handler. He's delivering some things. He's talking. I can't hear what they're saying, but I think I've got these munitions. He gives them the manifest. And then he gets pointed to the A-Wing is fueled up. Okay, so he looks at the A-Wing. Chopper is behind another A-Wing looking. All right, Ezra now runs to the A-Wing. The baggage guy looks around and goes, "Where'd you go?" Ezra is now running. He runs up the stairs. He jumps into the cockpit. The camera's still on the cockpit. Okay, now it changes to the engines. Then it goes back to the cockpit closing. In that time, Chopper got in. In that time.
Oh, maybe he has the power of Captain Phasma. You know, she just ends up behind Finn in that one shot. Maybe that's where Phasma learns it. She learned it from Chopper when she was a little girl. That's the connection.
And this is my problem, is it's not... Like, the story thing, it's like, if you want to tell whatever story you want, that's one thing. But it's just, that scene makes no sense.
Is Chopper supposed to have, loaded into the seat in the back from the bottom like a droid does, you know, in the other movies? That doesn't even make sense, though, because it's like a seat, right?
Yeah,
but... It's like somebody could sit in it.
Well, interestingly enough, I've got it paused now on the A-Wing going through space, and there is nothing, and I can actually see the underbelly, and there's actually these bars, like these vertical bars on the bottom, which would preclude from any droid entry.
Okay.
Because that scene is very real time. Like, there's no... There is no gap where it can go, well, I just missed that 1 minute. And also the A-Wing cockpit lid, it's quite a tight space.
It doesn't look very, very possible. It doesn't.
So then
okay.
he lands, Chopper just pops up. So he's almost at Tatooine until he realizes Chopper's in the seat. Now...
Genius.
Like, what... What an amazing Jedi.
Well, he couldn't sense him because he's not biological, man. I guess. Even though Jedi could sense robots in the Clone Wars really easily. Well, no, I mean, that's why I'm going into night school, so I could get an education to understand this episode. Because I'm clearly just too stupid to understand how any of that really adds up.
You don't understand storytelling, Jason.
No, I don't. That's why I need to go to night school.
You can go to school during the day. I don't care what time. You're just dumb. Just just go to night and day school. Go to dawn school. Go to dusk school.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of a night person, but I really really want to get this.
So
yeah.
So then he lands and he gets attacked by the Tusken Raiders, and it's like, oh my god, this is just like this other thing, as you said. This annoys me. I don't know why they had to do this at all. Why the Tusken Raiders had to destroy the ship. Because that then emphasizes the end where they just go, family. Like, it's family. It's like, dude, you stole a ship and, like, we're in this rebellion and we're real low on supplies. It's a constant storyline that we're trying to, like, get extra ships and extra fuel. It's like, you know, I've done all these episodes about it. But if you steal a ship and it gets destroyed, family. Like,
family.
It makes no sense. Then, so he meets up with Obi-Wan in the end. Obi-Wan, which, you know, that, you know, knows his name, which is like, you know, maybe you can...
Yoda told him. That's the way I'm taking it. Yoda told him.
Yeah, so that one, it's like, well, that's a bit weird, but I can add some thing and go, okay, well, he's been, you know, he's been watching what's going on, or he's been talking to Yoda, or he's got the Disney XD app, you know, something like that, right? And he gets there. So Ezra is like one of the few remaining Jedis in the galaxy, and he finally meets one of the two remaining Jedi Masters in the galaxy, and it doesn't seem to mean... Whoops!
No, not really. I mean, he already talked to Yoda, and he's just like, yeah, whatever, dude. You're the opening act. I've seen the closer.
And then somehow Ben Kenobi says, it's time for you to leave. And for the first time in Star Wars Rebels history, Ezra does what he's told. He gets on the Jewback. So this is just unraveling like a bunch of things I have issues with. So he gets on the Jewback. So that also makes me wonder, how did Ben Kenobi get that Jewback back?
Right.
Like, there was no discussion about, hey, can you just leave it tied up at the cantina? I'll come get... Like, if they just hadn't have put the Jewback in at the end again, I don't know, maybe he can, like, force the Jewback back. I don't know. Maybe. So there, I've got, you know, you can put that in Rebels Recon, because that's, you know, that's great. So yeah, Obi-Wan can like twig the Jewback to go back, or maybe Ezra did. So I can explain that one kind, like I can make up a reason.
Okay.
But the fight lasted for under 30 seconds. Is that right? Do you reckon? Under 30 seconds?
Yeah. Which, again,
yeah. I'm fine with. So, this is the thing. I don't want to... Like, I think there's too much attention to the length of the fight and not enough attention to how the hell Chopper got in that A-Wing, right? That, to me, is the thing. Now, and this is another thing. Sorry, I'm watching the show's playing while I'm going. So, Chopper has come to support his friend, and Ezra wants to go this way. Chopper's worried. And so Ezra just goes, and it was fine when C-3PO did it, because C-3PO is a dick. But Ezra just goes, yeah, check you, dude. I'm going. Like, I just found
But no, but still, they're family. They're family.
But why is he... Oh, wait,
that doesn't make sense. Sorry, yeah, you're right, yeah. I thought they were family, and so they must hate each other. But that's like my family. I forgot their family. They all like each other. So, yeah, you're right. That doesn't make any sense.
Like, why put that in? Except for it's like it harkens back to C-3PO and R2-D2 a little bit, even though the roles are fully reversed. But, like, why put that in? Like, Ezra pretty much got Chopper killed. Like, he froze up, do you know what I mean? Like, if it wasn't for Ben Kenobi finding them, like, he got his little friend killed.
He was brain dead for hours.
And then, so Ezra gets told, all right, you got to bail, dude, get on this Jewback. And the fight goes for about 30 seconds. They're in this flat desert. It's so against the character of Ezra that he just sits on the Jewback, doesn't turn around or come back. Like, that he just rides off. For what I know from this character for the last three seasons, that seems like the last thing he would ever do.
No, you don't understand. It shows that he's learning. See, he learned. He learned something. And now it's all coming together, you see. And now he does what he's supposed to do.
So you have to learn every lesson.
The Steel Wars podcast is listener supported, and through Patreon, just for a few dollars each month, you can help support the continued production of the podcast. And as thanks, you get a grip of bonus shows delivered securely to a podcast app of your choice. It takes seconds to paste your secure RSS feed into whatever podcast app you use, opening up over 250 Steel Wars episodes, including every full-length interview, regular Q&As, the Gonk and Steel Trash Compactor, Making Steel Wars, and comedy audio commentaries that you can play along with the films. All this and so much more at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And hey, may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.